These were going to revolutionize shopping.
Mm-hmm.
Make so much quicker your grocery trips.
It does.
Save us all money. It was a brilliant win, win, win.
Yeah.
And now that they're here, not so much.
Really?
Well, in fact, we all may have been witness to the rise, domination, and now potential fall of the self-checkout line.
Like they're done?
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. There is an uprising brewing against the self-checkout.
Why?
Well, customer approval for scanning your own groceries has plummeted over the last 2.5 years.
I don't get it. It's easy.
Well, here's the thing, Tommy. At first, yes, folks were very excited to use them. Mm. It was fun and new.
Right.
Right? Exciting and new.
And you hate to communicate, so you like getting in and just getting out.
Sure. I thought that would work. They also looked like they would go faster, right? It would make things go faster.
They do.
But it turns out the opposite has happened in both realms. Fun fact.
Right.
According to grocery store data, it takes you longer to scan your own groceries than it does to go through a line with someone checking you out.
Yeah, I believe that.
No, but if you get, but like at Wegmans, they have so many, like at least the Pittsford one.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I don't have to wait in line behind somebody else normally.
They factored that in.
Yeah.
They did?
Yeah. On average.
There's no,
think of like when how particular you are about the way you stack things and about like the way you scan and put it all together. Like I'm thinking like people really take their time when they're in the self-checkout.
The average person, according to this data, stands longer in line and checks out at the self-checkout than they do when there is someone at the grocery store bagging your groceries. And before you say anything.
No, you're right. I understand what you're saying.
I would like to read you a quote.
Okay.
The vice president of Kroger, grocery store in the Midwest.
I think it's the biggest one in the country.
Okay, so he, quote, in reality, it takes a consumer longer to do their own checkout, but the individual perceives it as faster because they're doing it themselves. Scamola! You were going to say, I'm sorry.
So I think you're right. I think the reason I like it so much is I am an elite bagger. And the reason I say that is I was a bag boy. Yeah. I was professionally trained.
You're a pro.
Kimmy, he was a bag boy. Now he's a bag man.
Bag senior, actually.
Listen, it's one of those skills you learn as like a teenager that you never forget.
Bro, I could do it. I mean, I
can scoop a mean ice cream cone.
Yeah, you know, as I'm saying, like, I know how to do it.
Okay.
So I think that's why maybe
do
I
you
like
enjoy it a little bit, too?
Oh, I love
it. Yeah.
Because, like, if I don't have a big order, I zip right in. I'm even good with that gun now. Beep, 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 beep. I go through that stuff.
I've seen you use technology.
Is that part of it, too? Like, you enjoy scanning things?
Yes.
Like, it's just kind of fun.
Yeah. Well, listen, doesn't it use the Strong Museum of Play has a place where kids can scan stuff?
For kids.
Well,
kids. From a distance.
All right, so past what I told you about how much time it takes. A recent poll says about 70% of self-checkout users experience failures on a regular basis trying to scam items. 7 in 10 people said that.
That makes sense.
So they got to call somebody over?
Exactly.
Yep. Or you have alcohol. Somebody's got to check your ID or whatever. Some of the medications you could be buying, they have to check your ID for.
Is there anything more embarrassing, Kimmy, than having to stand there waiting for someone to come help while the light is flashing like the cops are on the way?
I put it in the bag.
So, because of this, customers are sick of using self-checkout.
All right.
But it turns out, stores aren't really fans of self-checkout anymore either.
They losing money?
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Self-checkouts, believe it or not, contribute to a ton of shoplifting.
All right, so people are just they're just passing groceries and not scanning them.
How did they not see this coming?
But I always saw
Hold on, because before you start running your stupid mouth, I'm giving you data.
All right.
Thefts at grocery stores increased 65%.
65%.
In grocery stores that installed self-checkouts. Past that, you ready for this?
Yeah.
15% of customers, not folks looking to steal, but just folks doing their shopping, 15% admit they steal something when they use a self-checkout.
Wait,
think about it.
They do it knowing.
Yes, 15% of regular-ass consumers admit they steal something that they would not normally steal if they were going through a regular line.
We are pieces of crap.
Like, I'm thinking, and people probably don't even consider this stealing, but when you have like a bag of something or like the bulk food, like how many people lift it up a little bit or don't put the right amount of bagels or muffins you got on there because nobody's checking.
That we are bad.
I love you're the biggest piece of crap I know. That bothers you?
Yes.
Or like simply if you have
hurting
something
Wegmans, guys, stop it. Seriously. Guys, have you talked to Danny about this? Guys, come on. Like we're all having fun, but seriously now, guys.
Like, if you have something heavy in your cart and you simply forget to scan it because it's underneath.
Kimmy, forget.
That's what you use
I make sure I double check everything, but I could see somebody like not paying attention and just rolling their cart out there.
All right, 252-WCMF, 252-9263. With the knowledge now that self-checkouts are actually slower, that people are having a hard time using them based on the technology, that folks are stealing, even people that aren't intending to steal, because of the self-checkouts. It's time to be done with these, right?
Well, they're going to... So Wegmans has, like, another option now. It's that shopping cart where you scan and put it in yourself.
Yeah.
Because it has, like, a fancy bar across. I don't know how it works.
I don't know if my Wegmans has that.
Yeah, I think it's just Pittsburgh Wegmans. Yeah. Remember, they were using them just to catch everybody up. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, go ahead.
For those who haven't seen this technology... The cart reads what products go in and out of your cart.
Right.
So you can pay at the cart.
Right. So you kind of scan it as you put it in your bag.
But it scans it for you.
Right. And then you just drop it in and go.
Yeah,
basically.
I'm sorry. You were saying,
So I'm wondering if that's going to be the next thing. Is those, like, those shopping carts will just do it like that. And then you're just, as you shop, you're done.
Look, it's very possible.
That's got to be quicker, man. Unless you have a problem, you know, something doesn't scan, I guess. But
okay.
I mean, now it's just one stop. And you're out the door.
Okay, look, I want what you're saying sounds great, right? And I want to believe, like, sure, that's where we're going. But what you're saying is what we were all saying about self-checkout.
So I thought there was a way that they could know that you didn't scan something before you left the store. Kind of like when you go to a department store and you can't walk out with a sweater because it's tagged.
Maybe there is.
But apparently not, because people are walking out with the stuff, not scanning.
I mean, people are getting caught walking through. Right?
But not enough.
I mean, apparently, because again, theft is up 65% in stores that installed, grocery stores that installed self-checkout.
They got to put a chip in those avocados.
All right. So with all this information, like, who are these? Did you say chip the avocado?
Well, yeah, no, put a chip.
They're already getting expensive.
All right.
So who are these helping? They're harder to use. They increase theft. And you're making me, by the way, a person who is paying do a job that someone else used to do for me.
Now you sound like me.
No, but it's true.
Why the hell am I bad? I should get a discount. I'm doing it myself. What, are you going to put me on the Sunday schedule too?
Is it not true?
Do I got to mop the crappers?
Is it not true?
Now you sound old,
you
man.
You know, you're so stupid.
You sound old, man.
They tricked you into getting excited into working for them.
But you know, I like the place.
It's weird. It's weird. It would be like going to the movie theater and be like, yeah, mop up in the bathroom when you're done. Wouldn't that be fun? Look at this cool mop you get to use. Check it out.
But it is. It has to be the future. I mean, look.
You're
man,
talking about the self-checkout or the cart thing?
All of it.
Okay.
All of it has to be at some point because, like, man, you do it at the gas station. You pump your own gas.
Yeah.
And you leave.
But I can't see. Well, no. The only reason they have the use your debit card there is because people were driving off without paying for gas.
That's true.
Right?
Yeah.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. We're rambling. Folks are waiting patiently. I'm sorry. Several new studies show that self-checkouts in grocery stores have gone the opposite way that everyone thought. It's costing companies more money with increased theft from both intended thieves and folks that just kind of figured, I'm taking this candy bar.
Yeah.
It takes longer for you to scan your own groceries than it takes to go through an actual line to do it. And 70% of people that use self-checkouts say they experience failures on a regular basis. Let's talk to Tim. Tim, you're on CMF. What's up, buddy?
Morning, guys.
Hey,
so,
Tibby.
Self-checkout. When I walk in there and somebody stands there, Home Depot is one of my favorite places, and there's a person standing there, that checkout line's open over there, sir. You can check yourself out. If I wanted to be a checkout clerk, I'd go apply for a job.
Yeah, get him, Tim. Tell him, Tim. Tell him.
I'm telling you. And theft. When they first started that, I looked at my wife and I said, I can't believe they're doing this. You know how easy it is to walk in? I need 12 bolts. Okay, I'll check three of them out. Wow, look at, I just stole 37 cents.
His wife was there, Tommy. She was there.
You know what she said? I can't believe I married this guy.
She says that. She's been saying that for 43 years.
Yeah, that's a joke.
But, Tim, here's the problem. Here's the problem, Tim. Now, as much as I agree with your ranting and raving, I'm on your side. You do seem like a man that was just anti-self-checkout for the beginning, like you had an axe to grind. No?
No, not at all. But my point is, you know what? I want to get through. I'm in a hurry. The last thing I want to do is figure out why this damn thing won't scan its barcode. Oh, and not everything has a barcode on it, so now I got to stand there. So the light comes on, and then somebody comes over and goes, and then they call someone else to go get another item. It's got a barcode on it because somebody didn't do their job way back in the beginning.
Do your job.
Do your job. Lock her up. Tim, I got to take some more calls, buddy. Thanks for the call. Have a good rest of the day.
Getting mad at screws.
He makes a lot of screw points.
I didn't hear Tim's full point, but I would think that a guy like Tim that just wants to get in and out would be for the self-checkout.
That's
because
my
you don't
point.
Have to use it. It lightens the load for everybody else going through the regular line.
It's the patch shoppers. You don't want to talk. You just want to get in and out. You hate shopping.
No, but
it's perfect.
But look, I thought I would feel this way, but I hate the self-checkout more than I hate the other checkout.
Man, I get good at something and they take it out.
You're not good at it. I promise if we followed you with a camera through the self-checkout.
Bro, blindfolded.
No way. Bro, I watch you use your cell phone. You've had that for 20 years.
Sometimes when I go up there, like people gather around and watch.
I also think
a gallery.
The bag man packed stuff.
I also did not notice this until recently, so sorry. I was that person. I didn't know some self-checkouts have different limits than others.
Usually
I thought all the self-checkouts were all like
20
and under.
No, he's 20. Right.
Some of them are like less 20 items or less. Some of them are like 5 or less. Like there's a range at my Wegmans. Actually, I think they just changed it all, so I don't know what it is now.
There should be a max of 7. If you got 20 items, go through the effing line.
I think Wegmans is all 20s.
Okay. No, it's not all 20s.
No, it's not. Like, look at the signs next time. I'm telling you, they're all different.
He's just pretending to be old man. Oh, I can't read or I can't hear. What's my name? I'm great at technology. 252 WCMF. Let's talk to Tony. Hey, Tony, how are you, brother?
I'm doing pretty good.
What's up, man?
Well, I was just wondering. I mean, it used to be illegal for them to check your bags and stuff until you walked out the store, but they don't do that no more. Is that still going or what?
It was illegal? I don't know. It's private property. Why can't they? If it's like a bag you got from
them.
He's
saying like until you walk out of the store, they can't accuse you of stealing? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, right.
That was illegal? That doesn't make any sense, Tony.
I know it don't make no sense, but that's the way it used to be years and years ago before they did the checkout stuff.
I want to argue with you, but your voice is so awesome. I'm in love with Tony right now. This is great.
Your fault.
Like he sounds like a cartoon bear that I would have watched when I was a kid.
Hey, Tommy, you remember the nuptial weddings in Walworth?
Checks out.
Yes, I do.
Yes, you do. Well, remember the guy that did the MS? That was me, and I'm very sorry about that.
Tony, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day.
Doesn't sound good.
Okay, great. Yeah, when you apologize for something 30 years ago.
Wedding.
It was either really bad or you've joined a 12-step program.
Yeah.
All right, I see you guys on hold. Sit tight for a sec, okay? Like, that shop and scan that you brought up that they brought to the Pittsburgh Wegmans is a very, very good idea. Wegmans tried it. You brought it up. Amazon has also tried it at some of their stores, but Amazon canceled that because of theft.
Oh, really?
So they still have it in some airports, I guess, because where you're running.
Yeah, true.
But like Amazon had stores where it was like boop, boop, scanning the walk, and they got rid of it. So if Amazon couldn't make it work, what makes you think that Wegmans, Tops, Price Right, whatever, what's the one down south?
Publix.
The number one grocery store in America.
Yeah, according to you.
No, according to the debt.
I don't want to get into it with you, man.
What?
Polls.
Check out their olive bar. It's weak. And you think they got a coffee selection? No.
Okay.
Unless you like drinking chicory.
252 WCMF. The downfall of self-checkouts. They cost more money. They have people spending longer in line. They are increasing theft. And 70% of people who use them say on a regular basis there is technology failure. Stores don't like them. Customers don't like them. Joe's on CMF. Hey, Joe, how are you, buddy?
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Good, man.
So you guys kind of touched on it. We'll go to either Wegmans in Penfield or Walmart out in Macedon, and I get in to check out.
Yeah.
All the self-checkouts are lined up back into the aisles. And there's one cash register open with a cashier. And the people in the self-checkout are like whole $300 full baskets of groceries. That makes me insane. And I think that is what partially contributes to it taking longer.
There you go. See?
Eyewitness.
Joe saw it.
He's making it up.
Well, he's not making it up. Everyone's seen what Joe is describing.
Joe's ass.
Hey, you can't scan that. You're going to have some kid come over.
Thanks,
excuse me, sir. Thanks, you can't scan your ass on the scanner. Joe, thanks
you
for the call.
I'll talk to you later.
Okay, bye, Joe. Joe doesn't listen.
He's done with us.
Joe's trying to make a point. You talked about his ass.
Are you done with my ass?
So here's the thing.
Yeah.
You know, the big question is, we give you all this data. Every call we've taken is people angry with self-checkouts. Yes. If everyone hates them and the stores are being hurt, why are they still keeping these around?
Because they invested so much. I can't imagine how much money they put those things in.
So money.
I don't know if they like improve the technology, but the Wegmans I go to on East Ave just changed them all to brand new machines. And like it's like a different, it's not the same like line you have to go to. It's its own sectioned off area.
Yeah, that's the way it is at Pittsburgh. And then
so it's like a nightclub.
Kind of.
You got to wait in line to get in.
So if you go to the prepared section and you want to go out that other way,
yeah,
it's just a wall of those self-checkouts.
Wow.
It's so nice.
So I'm wondering like if they maybe found like a different security measure or something now, which is why they're replacing all the old ones with like a new system.
And you're on camera just like you are at an ATM.
Yeah.
Like you're literally, there's a flat screen watching you.
Oh, sure. Here, let me go back to the data that we have here where it says theft increased by 65%. Let me tell. Hold on. Hello, scientific data.
Let me tell you something.
Yeah.
If anybody's going to figure this game out, it's going to be Wegmans.
Yeah, absolutely. Remember when Wegmans had that app where you could just use your phone and scan stuff and walk out of the store? And they had to get rid of that because everyone was stealing stuff?
Well, they're getting better.
Yeah, no, they're getting better. They got rid of it. They got rid of it completely. You dumbass.
Hold on. I'm.
Dude, he can't do anything wrong. Guys, seriously, guys. Okay, like, we're having a lot of fun back there. But, like, you're talking about Danny. Yeah, he works really hard. He's really smart. It's like, guys.
That went to Harvard.
Guys, we had a lot of fun. But did he go to Harvard?
Yes, he went to Harvard. The whole family went to Harvard.
I don't think the whole family went to Harvard.
You don't think Bob Wegman went to Harvard?
I knew it, you lying ass bitch.
Danny Wegman is a Harvard graduate, and so is his daughter.
Will you Google, did Danny Wegman go? I don't even need to Google. I can already see the stupid look on your face.
Where do you think he went to business school, man? MCC to build this empire?
How do you know he went to business school? Maybe
Danny Wegman did go to Harvard.
Damn!
Of course he did, and so did his daughters.
Yeah, that makes sense.
How come they don't talk about that more?
You don't need to.
Well, I guess you're right.
You have
richest
Wegmans.
Man goes to fanciest school. Flash! Who would have thought? For Pat.
Well, I just thought he kind of like took over.
Yeah, me too. I would assume. Like, I would assume you wouldn't really have to.
He's the only guy from the West Side that ever went to Harvard. We figured that out.
No, I told you. I had a friend of mine that went to Harvard. He's doing the JL. He was in the military. Oh, JL in troops. We talked about him. He was at Yankee Stadium a couple years ago being honored. He's a Harvard graduate. You want to go do the JL again? Huh? How you like that? America?
Well, I'm doing a veteran.
Take that, what? Could you not jail?
For the troops.
Please don't jail the troops. Caleb's got the last word on CMF. You can't hang that poster, by the way, in Times Square of Tommy greeting the World War II guys coming home. Caleb, what's up, buddy?
So I just wanted to say, especially with everyone else that's been calling in, I'd say that like 70 to 75% of people's problems with self-checkouts are user error. They're not perfect by any means, but they are still so simple to use. I don't understand how people have so many problems with them.
I use them.
You don't. I know.
Yeah,
you're
well, screwed. You're an idiot, Tommy.
No, and
that's
I'm good.
His point. That's kind of his point.
No, but Caleb, all right, Caleb, you're a data guy, right? Like a nerd ass, bitch ass kind
of
guy, right?
He's a Caleb.
Yeah, totally.
Okay, so here's the thing. I understand what you're saying. Like, sometimes technology is so simple that you can't understand how other people do it. But, Caleb, I'm sure you know, part of implementing technology on a grand scale is the assumption that people are going to screw it up and making that more efficient. And if you can't do that with the self-checkouts, why do they exist?
Save money? I don't know.
But it's not.
Why don't you ask the corporations?
All right. Well, that's what I'm saying, Caleb.
But you are saving money if it helps you steal the food.
I mean, hey, I don't steal anything. I'm a good person.
Okay, Jimmy.
He's definitely stealing stuff. You wouldn't have said it out loud.
I don't steal nothing.
No, never, never. Don't have the government come.
Don't check my pockets. I'm still inside the store. You can't do that.
Caleb, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. There goes Caleb.
Or they check my bags before I leave.
I feel like we've had a lot of calls today where people started thinking we were going to be like, yeah, and then they ended like, oh.
Even though we're all kind of on the same side.
Doesn't matter, Kimmy. It's a circular firing squad in here. Meanwhile, Tommy's waiting for battleships to show up with his right hand. As I raise my left hand, I feel like you were doing numbers. Four. Let's take a break. Someone made a massive mistake.
What happened?
And I'll tell you, man, it's not the musician who will be playing in our region twice within like 2.5 weeks. Because I get the impression this guy's getting paid either way.
All right.
However, it's very possible, based on price, that one of these shows will be much less attended than the other.
Yeah, one's got a tank.
You're hanging out at the Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. You know, summer concert season is right around the corner.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Folks are getting excited. Ton of shows coming to our region.
Mm-hmm.
One of those shows, actually two of them, involves late 90s, early 2000s star Shaggy. Okay, you know what'll throw you off about Shaggy?
Right.
So, he sounds, you assume based on how he sings and raps, like he sounds a certain way. He just talks like a normal guy.
Oh, really?
This is, all right. He's like, hey, guys, how's it going? I'm Shaggy.
That tattoo wasn't me.
It wasn't me.
Yep.
And he, by the way, he had more hits than you remember. He had Wasn't Me. Mm-hmm. He had Boombastic.
Mr. Boombastic. Boom,
and then he had Girl, You're My Angel. So he had like three pretty good hits.
All right.
So Shaggy, on August 9th, will be playing the Erie County Fair.
Okay.
Yep. Now, if you want to get tickets to that show, tickets will run you anywhere between $45 and $68 to go see Shaggy just west of us at the Erie County Fair. But it turns out that's not the only show he's doing this summer in our region. In fact, that's not the only show he's doing in August in our region because Shaggy is also booked to play the Great New York State Fair on August 31st.
Oh.
Now, that's about 2 hours away from the show he'll be doing in Buffalo. Now, keep in mind, tickets to the Buffalo show are $45 to $68. Tickets to the show at the Great New York State Fair are $0.
Mm-hmm. It's a free show.
Well, $8 admission to the fair, but the concerts
but all the concerts
are free.
I think all the concerts, right?
Yep.
Okay. Because they've brought in some decent acts.
There's some pretty big names.
Yeah, I think they've had huge shows
yeah.
out that way.
Yeah. Shaggy.
Free?
Is
$40 to $60.
$45 to $68.
Yeah. That's a tough one to figure out.
And they're 2.5 weeks apart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And in the same region, really.
Whoops.
Yeah.
Who made this mistake? Because I'm guessing Shaggy's getting paid for each show, no matter who shows up.
Right. But
But
are you getting people from Buffalo that are going to drive all the way to Syracuse?
But you never book anything that close.
I mean.
You do one spot. These acts go one spot and that's it. Because basically that would be like working two casinos.
Yes.
Because he's also a casino life probably.
I would assume so.
It'd be like him doing Del Lago, and then he's going to go do Seneca.
Niagara.
Like, you wouldn't book those two shows like that.
I think that's two different audiences. I don't think anybody from Buffalo is going to Syracuse. Nobody from Syracuse is going to Buffalo.
But you never see
him
that close. You never see him within like an hour and a half drive of each other.
Look, it's a valid argument. Mm-hmm. I will ask you this question, Kimmy.
Yeah.
Would you pay $45 to see Shaggy?
No, probably not.
How about I got a free show over here?
Yeah.
You want to go?
No.
The point I'm making. The point I'm
saying. But if you want to go to the free show, it's not really free because you got to travel and potentially stay overnight.
Right,
you know what I
enough,
mean? Like
fair
it's,
enough. But I guess what I'm arguing is this, right? If you are willing to pay $45 to $68 to see Shaggy in Buffalo, I would assume you're also willing to drive 2 hours to see him for free.
Right, especially if you're going with a crew.
All right, who's your favorite band in the world right now?
Sabrina
Carpenter.
Well, sure, why not? Okay. We'll throw her in there.
What's the one that does the Pink Pony Club song?
That's Chapel Roan.
Chapel Roan. You like Chapel Roan?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go with Chapel Roan. All right, Kimmy?
Yeah.
Chapel Roan is playing a show, and it's $68 to get in Rochester.
Yeah.
Or she's playing a free show
in
like an hour, 2 hours away.
Okay.
Which one are you going to?
Probably just going to the one closest to me.
That makes you a sucker, sucker.
Yeah, but again, I'm still going to spend money.
Okay.
So.
I think I.
And
no, one
taking
of these
the
shows,
day to do it.
I'm telling you, that show is getting killed.
In Buffalo?
Oh, yeah, man. There's just no way.
Because, I mean, Kimmy, you also get the fair around the concert with Shaggy. Like, you're getting more bang for your buck in Syracuse.
You're getting fair at the Erie County Fair, too.
But I'm still spending, I have to spend money for the concert ticket and then all the fair stuff.
That promoter is losing his ass.
In Buffalo?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know how many people in Buffalo go to the state fair.
Okay.
It's a little bit of a hike.
Look at Kimmy's pro double Shaggy in 2.5 weeks.
Not enough Shaggy
is what I always say. Finally,
I just think it's two completely different crowds.
Okay.
You know, I don't see a lot of people like
the
traveling that far
show.
To see Shaggy, even if it's free.
You know, it's Chubbly Mom Show.
So why
He's
not?
On a Chubbly Mom Chore. It's called a Choro.
Shut up. No, I mean, it's just a fun show. It's
it's goofy, yeah.
Right? No, it's not. I'm
it's a little goofy.
It's not that goofy.
He get inside and he's hiding in the closet.
He had three hits.
I know, hey.
Three major hits.
Fun,
but it's fun music, right?
Mm-hmm.
for the chubbly moms, from what I hear.
Big time chubbly mama.
Look, I'll tell you what's more surprising than rapper Shaggy doing two shows within 2.5 weeks, 2 hours away from each other, one that cost $45 to $68,
yeah,
one that cost $0.
Yes.
The fact that anyone's willing to pay $45 to see Shaggy.
That's surprising.
I don't mean that as disrespectful to Shaggy.
No, I understand what you're saying, though.
But, like, okay, so normally, as you brought up with these casino shows, if these retro acts, I guess you would call them retro, if they come, they come with multiple bands.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. You're getting more than just the main act. Yeah.
Like, Kimmy, a couple years ago, the remaining members of the Backstreet Boys, NSYNC, was it LFO or 98 Degrees?
Yeah, it was a...
New Kids on the Block. It was New Kids on the Block.
Yeah, okay.
So, like, they all toured together, and that's a $60 show because you're getting...
It's a combo play.
You got it. Who's going to spend...
Top dollar to see Shaggy.
$70. I mean, yeah. The upper end is $70.
His family ain't spending that much money. Whoa. The Shaggies ain't even coming out.
Who is his agent? Can we get his agent?
He's pretty good.
Damn!
Yeah.
And these are all... I mean, he hasn't had a hit since, like, 2003. Yeah. This is pretty impressive.
Yeah.
I can't think of a band...
A short run.
No, because Boombastic was like 96.
Okay, but there wasn't much in between that.
Okay, I don't know.
I'm just saying,
I'm gonna make
he has a large catalog of music.
I'm going to throw a little prediction out there.
Okay.
That show in Buffalo gets canceled.
Who else you put in there? You're getting pretty tight.
You can just get, I've seen shows just canceled,
I mean,
man.
It's a fair, it's an act at a fair. I'm guessing they've already paid for it and stuff, right?
Well, the fair ain't getting canceled. I'm saying that show where it's hard money. To a promoter.
Hard money, baby.
He's canceling that show because he doesn't want to take the loss.
No, to Kimmy's point,
they probably already got paid for it.
Yeah, there's probably an upfront, like, hey, we're going to pay you half upfront. That's how this stuff
show
goes.
Up.
Yeah, but the venue might bail on it.
Wait, you just said the promoter would cancel.
That's the venue. The venue is the promoter.
Oh,
he's the one that's paying. He's got to pay for that venue.
Okay, look, we'll see what happens.
Well, is it a venue, though, or is it just a stage at
the
fair?
That's what he means, by the way. Yeah.
It's all on that guy. Right. He's got all the money tied up in that show.
Man, you got to be so pissed. Like, if they knew and they decided, like Kimmy said, it's far enough, okay, that's fine. Everybody wins.
Mm.
If they were unaware
that
he was playing the State Fair and they booked him for this gig, I would be out of my
mind. You could sue.
I'm
suing.
You sue him for what? Working?
No, because like you pulled a move on
me. You think the Erie County Fair has like a radius in which you can't play? Guys,
if you got muscle.
If you want the prestige of playing the main stage at the Erie County Fair.
That's big time.
Is he playing a weeknight?
I don't know.
Because that would also contribute to it, too, I'm thinking. If it's a weekend, you're probably okay. If it's like a Tuesday.
In Erie County, you mean?
Yeah.
I would assume it's a weekend in Erie County. Maybe it's a weeknight.
I didn't know these shows were so goddamn expensive.
I was stunned to see that Shaggy was $45.
$70.
I understand. And that's before you even get a funnel cake.
Oh, them girls is going to be funneling.
What?
We come back, wrap it up.
Going to be hip to hips.